From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Immigration advocacy groups are marching in demonstrations across the United States to protest U.S. President Donald Trump's zero-tolerance stance on illegal immigration. Here in Washington, thousands gathered in Lafayette Park across from the White House to hear speeches and to call for change. Alberta Stith was one of those gathered.
I don't believe in this. This is not America. This is not our country. This is not what we should be doing. Caging kids, lying to the public, all of the above.
Similar marches are taking place across the country, including in large cities like New York, Chicago, Dallas, and Los Angeles, as well as in smaller towns. They're organized by a coalition of left-leaning activists, including groups that help organize the massive women's marches the past 2 years. More than 600 demonstrations are hoped to draw thousands or hundreds of thousands of people across the country. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani allowed National Security Forces Saturday to resume counterinsurgency operations, marking the end of an 18-day ceasefire with the Taliban. The government had unilaterally halted anti-Taliban operations in the country for a week, beginning 2 days before the annual Muslim festival of Eid al-Fitr. Ghani later unilaterally extended the truce for another 10 days, hoping it would encourage the insurgency to give up violence. The Taliban had also agreed to stop hostilities for the Eid al-Fitr ceremonies, but the insurgents ignored Ghani's calls for extending their truce and have since resumed deadly attacks against Afghan forces. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. President Trump says that Saudi Arabia has agreed to boost oil production, but as AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports, the president's announcement on Twitter has not been confirmed by the Saudi government.
President Trump says he's spoken to Saudi Arabia's King Salman and received assurances that the kingdom will increase oil production by as much as 2 million barrels. In a Saturday morning tweet, the president says he made the case that turmoil in Iran and Venezuela is disrupting world supplies, sending prices too high. A statement on the state-run Saudi press agency says there was an understanding between the two leaders that oil-producing countries would need to compensate for any potential shortage of supplies, but it did not specifically mention the 2 million barrels of extra production. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Mexicans head to the polls Sunday to select a new president, and voters in the nation appear to be heading to the ballot box with sweeping change in mind. Polls consistently show the left-leaning Andrés Manuel López Obrador, widely known as AMLO, with a double-digit lead. Walter Arellano is a student in Mexico City.
We are talking about dignity, the dignity of the Mexican people. We need a very strong president to confrontate Donald Trump.
Voters will also pick candidates to fill 128 seats in the country's Senate and 500 seats in the Chamber of Deputies. Outgoing President Enrique Peña Nieto, first elected 6 years ago, has an historically low approval rating. Peña Nieto's critics say he has done little to change corruption and violence in Mexico. A ceasefire agreement signed by South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebels was violated Saturday, just hours after it began. Both sides accused the other of initiating attacks in the East Central African nation. A rebel spokesman accused government forces of attacking rebel positions on the outskirts of the northwestern South Sudanese city of Wal, barely 6 hours after the ceasefire took effect. A government spokesman told the Associated Press that the opposition had attacked first. Tens of thousands of people have been killed since South Sudan's civil war began in 2013. Jordan's army began delivering humanitarian aid to thousands of displaced Syrians who took shelter near its border when major fighting broke out in southern Syria this month. A government spokeswoman said on Saturday that several thousand Syrians had gathered near a closed border crossing near to the entrance of Jordan, which closed its borders after the Syrian army launched a major offensive. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.